والسلام على محمد وآل محمد. أما بعد, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's peace and blessings be upon all of you who have gathered to show solidarity not with just the Palestinian people but also all the oppressed individuals of the world. Your coming today is a proof of your humanity. Your coming today is a proof of your religious duty. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will, He will accept our deeds and He will accept this your coming here and making a struggle. We're living in a world today where things have gone horribly wrong, and if you point out to the things that have gone horribly wrong, you are labeled as a person who's narrow-minded, a person who likes violence, a person... There's a very nice label that you can give now to anybody, and then there is no proof that is required. The person is guilty before the trial. If anybody knows that label, you can shout it out. It's called what?
Terrorist.
So if that label is given to individual, there is no court of law, there is no judicial procedure, there is no witnesses, there is nothing. You are guilty before all of that. Freedom is a word which is used by those individuals who are caging and chaining the rest of the world. This is how horrible things have gotten. Freedom is a good word. Everybody likes freedom. Nobody is going to say that freedom is wrong. But what are you going to define freedom as? Are you going to define freedom as that you can go inside of a country, you can kill 3 million, 4 million, 5 million, 100,000, 135,000. You can kill all of those individuals, trample their ethics, values, the things that they hold holy, and then occupy their lands and say that we have given them freedom to do whatever their hearts desires?
Shame.
Whatever your hearts desires is not freedom. It is the biggest chain that you can put in anyone's neck. Freedom without rules, freedom without system, freedom without checks and balances, freedom without inspection is not freedom, it's chaos. We're living in a world where humanity is being taught by those people who have killed the most amount of human beings in the history of humanity.
Shame.
And the voices that do come up, that humanity needs to live, humanity needs to survive, humanity needs to have its values and ethics, those voices are put down. Imam Khomeini Rahmatullah Alayh decided that it was going to be today, the day of Quds, where it's going to be the day for all the oppressed people around the world. The oppressors, they think that they can oppress people and nobody will see anything because they will show waterboarding, they will show torture, they will show the pictures of Abu Ghraib, and that we are going to sit down in our houses and not do anything. The voices of the oppressed are reaching to the ears of the people around the world. The voice of Iman, the Captain R who shot 13-year-old girl 17 times has reached my ear. And I am putting her voice to you. She was shot twice in her head. 15 times she was shot in her arms, in her body, in her chest, in her feet, in her hands. You want us to tolerate that? You want us to stay quiet about that? What happened in Gaza? The mother is lying there, dead body of her mother. The children do not have any other familiar face to go. So they will stay with that dead mother's body for days. You want us to stay quiet on that? You want to burn our houses? And then you want to us to stay quiet on that? The world we live in, the thieves are negotiating with the owners of the house. A thief comes to my house, steals my house, and then says, let's sit down on the negotiation table and see whether we can negotiate a deal for you.
Shame.
Where are your voices? Is that what is supposed to happen? Where is your humanity? That a thief can negotiate a deal with the homeowner? That's not humanity. I have a message for them. There's a person by the name of Mahdi. He's coming. This is his title. It means the one who is going to guide. He's going to unite humanity under one banner of true justice and peace. And people are going to be free. In that world which he's going to bring, there will be no injustice. There will be no kids like Iman who are going to be shot 17 times and the oppressor will not have anything to pay for. He's going to come and unite all the creeds and nations. His appearance is near. For those people who are believing in a Messiah, hold firm to that belief because the time is coming. And my message to the oppressors, you should be shaking in your boots. And I know my voice is going to reach you because every single phone call or email that I send reaches you. I'm sure my voice will reach you. The time is coming. And when it does, you will see that humanity will wake up. And they will not stay quiet as they are today. Fear will go out of their hearts. And love and compassion will come inside of their hearts. And this world will be filled with justice and peace. My request to you all is, do not let anything make your humanity to die. Do not let anything get your heart to become hardened that you cannot feel the pain for another human being. If you do that, you are not alive anymore. Your body might be alive, but you're not alive. Humanity is to feel the pain for anyone who is suffering. Don't let the Zionist-run media propagate you in realizing that the blood of Muslims is less than the blood of the other individuals. Blood is blood. Whether the skin color of the child is black, white, brown, it's a child, and the blood is red. So stand in solidarity with the people that have been oppressed. Remember this day, teach your children, tell them that this world is not going to stay the same. And inshallah, we will see the day that Palestine will be free. You want to shout that with me?
Yes. Free, free Palestine!
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 Free, free